Good morning and welcome once again with One-on-One. I'm Tom Davis, but we have two in the studio, two lovely ladies. We have Ann Cleary and we also have Kathleen Rutledge, and they're from Ollie. Good morning, young ladies. How are we?
Good morning.
Good.
Glad to be here.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here, too.
Well, first of all, I'm new to the community, and I see Ollie, and I said, well, that sounds like a friendly set of letters there. And what is Ollie?
Ollie is a lifelong learning class for seniors, retirees, actually people of any age that can get to our classes, mm-hmm. which are mostly in the daytime. And it stands for Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. And it's sponsored in all 50 states by universities. In our case, Oklahoma State University. So it's Ollie right. at OSU.
Very good. And Kathleen, you are the Ollie chair. And with this, man, it just seems like it's a good mixture of camaraderie and learning at the same time.
It's a wonderful program. It's a great place to meet new people. It's a great place to learn new ideas. We find out that sometimes when you get older, you finally have an opportunity to learn things because you want to, not because you need that bachelor's degree or whatever it was you were doing. Because
you have to.
So you find out that you have this interest in history. You have an interest in learning things in art that you didn't do before. We have a great class on writing memoirs, and it's very, very, Ann and I both have taken that class, and it's just really, it's very emotional what you can tap into people and what the memories they have and how eloquently they can write a story about their experiences. There's just a lot of new discoveries.
And it seems like in a situation like this where you have some folks who have, well, witnessed a lot of things in our lives, that we wind up sharing them with one another, and you kind of learn from each other as well as the instructors.
Absolutely, that's the case. And we have also a party. We'll get back to more classes in a minute, but
party.
Sunday is party time. At 3:00, we're going to have a registration festival downtown in Bartlesville at 115 Southeast Frank Phillips. That's the Debbie and Mark Haskell's event space that they have. So parking is easy. It's right between Johnstone and Dewey on Frank Phillips. And at 3:00 to 5:00, we'll have treats, wine, whatever, and most importantly, our instructors for the fall classes, which start in a couple of weeks, will be there to tell us all about what's going on in their classes.
Now, they hand out a syllabus like they did in the days back when we were going to school?
Not so much. The classes can be fairly, they line them out themselves, but they don't hand out something in advance.
Okay.
Because
Some do.
Well, then yeah. Ann says some do. I miss those classes.
You had the fun ones.
But they really aren't supposed to, they're learning just for the fun of it.
Oh,
There's not supposed to be any homework. However, I do warn you, the memoir class ended up having a bit of homework because you'd have a task to write about something before you came back. Back to the college days of the papers due. What am I going to write about? But it was all in fun. It's all in fun. So, yes, our event is on Sunday at 3:00. It's a great time to meet and greet other people, meet the instructors, find out what's going on at this next fall term that's coming up.
Now, how long has Ollie been in business, I should say?
We have, I don't know nationally, I think it started probably 20 years ago.
Oh, really?
In Bartlesville, we've been going for the last 5 years.
Great.
And we have done some amazing things, like we hiked out to historic areas in Osage Hills State Park with a wonderful young man who is the, he's one of the people in charge there.
Yeah, okay. Like a ranger.
Ranger, that's the word I was searching for.
Okay.
We've gone down to Claremore and visited the Will Rogers Museum, and the director there opened up the vault, which has all these artifacts that people don't usually get to see.
Wow.
And he allowed those of us who were intrepid people to go down into the crypt where Will Rogers is buried with his family. Uh-huh. I mean, we do more than classwork kind of things, is what I'm saying.
So you get to do the hands-on, the visual of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And speaking of visual, those four art classes that we're offering, Some are 3 weeks, some are the whole 6 weeks. That's all the classes last 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. We offer them three times a year in the fall, which is just starting, the 16th, our mm-hmm. first class is. And in the early, they call it spring because it's spring semester at the university. It's really the latter part of February here. And it's
cold. That's what
6 weeks. That's our spring course. And then, mm-hmm. so as not to interfere with the OK Music Festival here, we have early summer courses in May that end, first week in June,
right,
probably.
And that's only a three-week term.
Yeah.
We call it a semester, but it's 6 weeks, 2 hours a week. So it's not a really, really big investment of your time, but it's just such a refreshing way to learn new things. I've taken the bridge class. I didn't do very well at that. I've taken the art classes, which have been fascinating because where you think you have no skill, you have a really, really good instructor that can walk you through the, step by step, and you walk away like a kindergarten going, "Look, Mom, look what I did," and it goes on your refrigerator at home. So
refrigerator artwork. So get it
for
that.
For the spouse to look at, going, "Yep, that's my wife's work."
Or husbands, we have an equal number of men and women attending these classes. And one of them this semester, will be the civil discourse class. Okay. And that will be led by two of Bartlesville's most popular people, Maria Swindell Gus. She is head of the Convention and Tourism.
I know Maria.
Right,
yeah.
Maria.
Everybody
and
does.
Kevin Bennett.
Okay.
Kevin Bennett has taught several Ollie classes, and the two of them are partnering on this class on how to talk about things, political and otherwise, without wanting to go for the throat,
Civil
which
discourse.
Is a really useful skill in this age.
Especially in this age. Right, so we're having...
There's an art to that. There really is.
And going back to the art, the classes, one of them is a 6 weeks class, and that's the acrylics class. And that will be taught by Debbie Finch, and she will get you all up to speed on that. You don't have to have any background in art. This is for people who just want to get comfortable using a new medium.
There is a nominal fee for materials, but that way the person doesn't have to go out and try to stand there in the store trying to figure out what they need to get. It's all selected by the instructor.
Right.
And we might mention, too, that all of this is volunteer-driven. The group that the organizers, we are volunteers. Our instructors are all volunteers. It's a real grassroots outreach of people sharing their skills and their knowledge with other people. And we have, we have extremely talented. We've had Joe Sears do a course on improv, and we'll drop a hint that we might have Joe again in the spring.
Right.
And that's a very popular one where he coaches. Yeah. I mean, Joe is our Emmy-nominated local
guy.
He's our man. So so we have some wonderfully talented people. Our memoir teacher instructor, Sydney Brammer, was with University in Austin.
She's in Austin at Muse. And she teaches at Rogers State as well.
Here. So, I mean, highly accredited and accomplished people that are volunteering their time and talent to share with the Ollie people.
Cheryl Bryan, who's one of the art teachers, has won numerous national prizes. And she's going to be teaching a three-week course on watercolor. And she said, the techniques of watercolor painting are easy to learn, challenging to master, and extremely satisfying to beginners and experienced artists alike. So that sounds like a good class.
Oh, it does. It sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
And then there's an intellectual kind of class that Pepper Hume is teaching. Pepper has spent professional lifetime in the theater, designing sets and doing
and
all
costumes,
kinds and
costume
costumes,
design.
Yes. And she's teaching a class on color theory, and that will teach us all about tone and value scale, intensity, and stuff like that. It's fairly academic sounding, but it's going to be, I'm going to take, It's a three-week course. And then she's also teaching gesture and figure drawing. And that's the secrets of proportion and other things that I don't know about, but hope to learn. So,
and we've tapped into her further on something other than art. She's also leading our popular movie Thursday night movie class that our dear Charlie Tarboletti taught for six years anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So big shoes to step into, but Pepper's going to do a six-week course on movies, and she selected the Golden Age of Musicals. She's doing Easter Parade. She'll be showing Easter Parade, American in Paris, The Pirate, Hans Christian Andersen, The Bandwagon, and Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. And this includes background stories of what's, you know, the movie, the production, oh, maybe a little good gossip about what was going on during the filming. So you get a really big picture of what's going on.
Well, this really sounds like a lot of fun. Wait till I tell my grandkids you can go to school for fun.
That's right. No papers to write, no demerits for missing class. It's just, and a lot of people our age, you know, do enjoy to travel. So if you can't make all of the classes, we're used to people having to, you know, drop out for, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Can we mention something about the membership?
Sure.
If you want to take every class that's offered in Bartlesville, in Stillwater, in Oklahoma City, and in Tulsa, where there are four programs, for $200, you can take any and all courses you want for the year.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But if you want to just take one or two courses here and there, there's a $40 membership fee and then $25 per class. And then some of them have a nominal materials amount. We might mention, too, though, that there are scholarships available. So there are no hindrances. You can't.
Right.
Anybody listening that says, I can't afford that, we offer scholarships. Ask a few questions, and it will be, you know, we can take care of it. Because we want everyone to have this opportunity to take these enriching classes.
Now, how can folks get a hold of you for these, for a little bit on the classes and the scholarship and everything?
If you really can't make the membership meeting, you can enroll online at okstate.edu/Ollie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow, that's easy.
And there is a phone number at 405-744-5868.
Well, that's...
And that will be probably in your little yellow sheet or the available so people can see it in print. They're like me. They never can find the pencil.
When they're driving. It's, oh, my gosh. No, don't worry. We'll repeat it again. We'll put it out there for everybody to get it and take it easy. And you don't have to be frantic on this, too. So this sounds like a lot of fun, by golly, Ollie.
Yeah,
so,
we may pick that up.
Well, this has been wonderful. And of course, this is a course, we got the big event coming up on Sunday, the 8th, from 3 to 5 at Haskell's Event Center. And that's at 115 Frank Phillips. And that's just right up the road from the radio station.
Exactly, yes.
So if you know where we are, you'll know where they are.
That's right.
So I want to thank you very much, Ann and Kathleen, for coming in and letting people know about Ollie and all the benefits about just having fun learning.
Well, we certainly appreciate having the opportunity. We love K-1.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to go to news now right here on K-1, the one you trust. And we've got the CBS News here at the top of the hour. So take care.